At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Donald Trump being indicted on criminal charges arising from alleged hush money payments to an adult film actress known as Stormy Daniels. Some are saying this is a witch hunt. Do you think that's right, as Trump and others are claiming? Or does he come across to somebody, to you, as someone who is repeatedly breaking the rules, acts like he's above the law, and should therefore be prosecuted? If you've got a view on that, whichever side of the states, side of the Atlantic you are, then give me a call, 0345 6060 973, text 84850. As I say, it's a breaking story, so I'd be keen to get your view on this as well. And you can text 84850. You can send a message via Alexa, send a comment to LBC. And let's get the very latest now with Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, it's great to have you with us. What's the latest that we're hearing?
Well, I think it's important, first of all, Clive, just to underscore the historic nature of what has taken place here over the last few hours. I mean, Donald Trump becomes the first president or former president of the United States ever to face criminal charges. We don't yet know the precise nature of the charges that he will be facing, but they were approved today by the grand jury meeting in New York City. The timing of this is a surprise. We had been led to believe only 24 hours earlier that the grand jury would be taking a break throughout the month of April. And so we all thought, and reportedly the Trump team all thought, that any kind of criminal indictment in this regard was weeks away, and then suddenly today, just before that month-long break was about to occur, the district attorney in New York put the thing to a vote of the grand jury, and they voted to go ahead and press criminal charges against Donald Trump. The charges relate to the hush money payments that were made to the adult movie actress Stormy Daniels in the dying days of the 2016 presidential campaign. Prosecutors allege that Donald Trump made those payments to Ms. Daniels in a bid to silence her about the affair that she had had with him, because he didn't want voters to find out about it before Election Day. In that regard, the payments made to Ms. Daniels were successful. But the precise nature of exactly what charges he's facing have not yet been revealed.
Is that actually illegal to silence somebody? Well, pay them off?
There's two elements to this. First of all, there's the hush money payments. That is questionable legally. But the more grave nature of this is that the prosecutors, we think, are going to allege that Donald Trump's campaign lied to the Federal Election Commission about that payment, about what that payment was for, and indeed about how it had been made. Because remember, Donald Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has already served a jail sentence for making the payment to Stormy Daniels, he's now the star witness against Donald Trump in this particular case. Now, you know, there are many legal analysts that say that these charges, and again, we've not seen the specifics of them, but this case is by no means watertight and is the weakest of all the possible criminal investigations that are underway into Donald Trump's conduct. There's the investigation taking place in Georgia about that infamous phone call in which he said he wanted the election officials to go and find just another 12,000 votes in a bid to put him over the top in the 2020 presidential election. There are the investigations into his handling of classified documents. And then, of course, there are multiple multiple investigations underway into the violent protests by Donald Trump's supporters on Capitol Hill on January the 6th, 2021, as they sought to halt Joe Biden's victory from being certified inside the congressional building. So each one of those could lead to potentially much more serious criminal charges against Donald Trump. But the former president has absolutely immediately sought to capitalize on this news tonight. He's put out a lengthy written statement calling this political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. He's put out a shorter, much more terse statement on his own Truth Social social media platform saying these thugs and radical left monsters have just, he says, indicated, but he means indicted, the 45th president of the United States of America and the leading candidate by far for the 2024 nomination for the presidency. This is an attack on our country, the likes of which has never been seen before. He says it is a continuing attack on our once free and fair elections. And I think it's important to underscore that Republicans writ large are rallying around that argument that because Donald Trump is already a declared candidate in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination in the next presidential election, this is an effort by the Democrat district attorney in Manhattan to interfere in that race. And the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, who is, of course, a Republican, accused the district attorney, Alvin Bragg, tonight of irreparably damaging our country in an attempt to interfere in our presidential election. He went on to say, "The American people will not tolerate this injustice, and the House of Representatives will hold District Attorney Alvin Bragg and his unprecedented abuse of power to account." We've also seen the, I think, frankly, surprise reaction of Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. I mean, he not only has criticized the prosecutor, which was expected, but he's gone further to say on Twitter, "Florida will not assist in an extradition request given the questionable circumstances at issue with this Soros-backed Manhattan prosecutor and his political agenda." Because remember, Donald Trump could refuse to surrender to the authorities in New York. He could force them to try and seek his extradition from Florida, and it would then fall to Governor DeSantis, who hasn't yet declared himself a candidacy in the 2024 presidential race, but is widely expected to do so. It would fall to Governor DeSantis to decide whether to approve the extradition warrant. And the governor of the Sunshine State moving very quickly over the last couple of hours to say he will not extradite Donald Trump to New York if that's where all of this heads in the next few days and weeks.
That could be an extraordinary situation. What about security issues here? Because there were threats. It was looking like there was potential trouble as a result of this. He forewarned, "I'm going to be arrested, I think, next Tuesday." And that sort of readied people to protest. And they've been slightly caught out here. But are there still concerns?
Well, I think there are concerns. Donald Trump absolutely sought to mobilize his supporters even before this indictment was handed down and said that he wanted to see protests all over the country in his defense. Frankly, not very much happened. I think half a dozen people turned up at Trump Tower and four or five people turned up at the New York courthouse. But that was before this seismic news was released tonight. And as a result of the seismic nature of this news, the New York Times is reporting that the New York Police Department has put out an internal memo telling all uniformed members of the force to be prepared for deployment and saying that all members of the force must remain prepared for mobilization at any time in light of the Trump indictment. There's already a ring of steel barriers that have been put in place around the New York courthouse where Donald Trump will appear if he does indeed at some point surrender to the authorities. So certainly in New York, and I suspect in some other jurisdictions across across the country. They're worried about the possibility of large-scale protests, especially given the violence that occurred in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th 2 years ago. But it does look as though we are in for a pretty drawn-out process here. I mean, certainly there's no indication, I suspect there's no chance of Donald Trump showing up in New York City tomorrow to hand himself over for his fingerprinting and his mugshot to be taken. There will be negotiations underway between the district attorney and Donald Trump's lawyers over his surrender. Any criminal trial is going to be months away. I mean, we will be right in the middle of the 2024 presidential election by the time any trial occurs. And Donald Trump will seek throughout the 2024 campaign to portray himself as a martyr, the victim of a political witch hunt, the leading candidate in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, whom the Democrat district attorney in New York is now trying to hobble. And that's going to create some real problems, that narrative, for Trump opponents and particularly for Democrats, including, of course, President Joe Biden, widely presumed to be planning to announce that he's running for re-election in 2024.
I mean, if it really is politically motivated, as some are suggesting, it's possibly not a very clever political move, because couldn't this really favour Donald Trump and make him look like a martyr and actually improve his popularity?
Yeah, I think there is every possibility that that is what is going to occur. The difficulty, of course, that the prosecutor in New York has is that if there is evidence that Donald Trump made these payments to Stormy Daniels and then lied about the nature of them, well, there are laws against that. And if everybody is going to be held equal under the law, then the prosecutor's got a right to bring these criminal charges against Donald Trump, regardless of any political implications of doing that. The problem, though, is that this visceral fury that Donald Trump is expressing here tonight, accusing this prosecutor of being a disgrace, saying that this is all part of an elaborate political witch hunt orchestrated by Joe Biden. I mean, this is merely a preview of what will happen if Donald Trump finds himself indicted on more serious charges, if the grand jury in Georgia, as we expect, is going to try and indict him on charges of election interference in 2020, if the Department of Justice decides to indict him over his mishandling of classified documents, the carting of those box loads of documents to Mar-a-Lago that should have been placed in the National Archives after the Trump presidency came to an end. And of course, if he's charged with criminal counts relating to the uprising on January the 6th on Capitol Hill, Trump will only build the rhetoric hotter and hotter and higher with every raft of charges that are brought against him. And that means we are in for an uncharted experience in the race for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, and quite possibly in the presidential election itself, especially if Donald Trump is anointed the Republican Party's standard bearer in 2024.
Just one other thing. I've been listening to the calls coming into LBC, and there are people sticking up for Donald Trump and saying he's being picked on here, really, that there's plenty of wrongdoing in the past with other presidents, and they haven't been indicted. This is a first, and it's because it's Donald Trump.
Well, and also because he's been indicted, on frankly pretty minor charges.
So they may have a point.
Given all the things that prosecutors in various parts of the country want to lay against Donald Trump, the idea that history is made over $150,000 payment to an adult film actress is one of the reasons why so many people, even opponents of Donald Trump here in Washington and elsewhere, worry that this district attorney might have engaged in overreach, because there are many legal analysts that say that these charges, and again, we haven't seen the precise charges yet, but the claim is that they rely on untested law and that there is no guarantee whatsoever of securing a conviction. Well, imagine how full-throated Donald Trump will be if he is acquitted on these charges, or if the charges are thrown out or they eventually are dropped by the district attorney. So, look, I think that there is every reason to question whether the district attorney in Manhattan has acted wisely in bringing these charges against Donald Trump at this time, when he is already a declared candidate for the US presidency, knowing that far more serious criminal charges could be brought against Donald Trump in Georgia. And by then, there will be potentially many Americans who say, well, look, it's pretty obvious that this is a political witch hunt. He's got a point when he says that. I mean, I think more than anything else, what we're seeing tonight, Clive, is the battle lines in a polarized America absolutely drawn. If you hop on social media tonight, you will see Democrats all over the United States gleeful that finally Donald Trump's comeuppance has arrived. We're on the eve of it taking place. And then you've got Republicans absolutely furious and accusing this prosecutor of being a leftist Biden woke operative who is determined to interfere in the presidential election. You couldn't find a greater example of a divided United States than the America that we are looking at tonight.
Simon, thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent, joining us from Washington.